What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM and a very special edition of a noise. In the studio here, I have Laura Lee Coles, Interim Festival Director for the Signal and Noise Festival, and on the phone, Emma Hendricks, Technical Director for Vivo, who are both heavily, heavily involved in this amazing festival, now in its ninth year. Can you please, in your own words, describe what is this year's Signal and Noise?
Well, I'd say it's sonic dissonance and video trickery that's primed to drag your electronic brain kicking and screaming all the way to a new realm of media art. I call it explosionism.
Emma?
I can't possibly follow Laura Lee Cole. She's good.
Sorry.
Okay, now, can we just get a little history and an explanation of what is Signal and Noise?
Signal and Noise is it's a festival that's sort of gone through a lot of changes over the years. All of them good. A lot of growth. Started out as mostly a single-channel video festival, which then slowly grew into accepting more and more, having more and more submissions for audio work. I guess it was 4 years ago, we introduced 8-channel diffusion into the festival, and that's kind of become a bit of a staple part of the festival since then. And how it started was we were getting a lot of stereo submissions from people for audio work, and it just seemed like we wanted to be able to present some kind of different listening environment for people, one that they can't normally access. So what we did was we set up the 8-channel diffusion, and it was sort of so we would get diffusers that would come in, and they would just take a stereo track and diffuse it around the room into the 8 channels. And what has sort of happened over the last few years is that we get a lot of work that is submitted as 8-channel or 5.1 channel work.
Now, when you say 8-channel, are you talking in layman's terms basically 8 speakers surrounding a room, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. And now that's only one aspect of the festival. There is also a live aspect of the festival, correct?
Correct. Yes. One thing that's really remarkable about the Signal and Noise Festival is that they bring in local, national, and international artists. And this year we've had the great fortune to bring in several really excellent artists from Austria, Sweden, Amsterdam, the U.S., and also here locally.
Now, this year's festival is very, very unique in the sense that every festival has a theme. What is the theme of this year's festival?
This year's theme was media intercourse, and one of the things that the festival is really looking for were expressions with body and performance sound about wet, fluid sex, femininity, images of the body, relationship, sensuality, voice, breath, and also machines, interestingly enough.
Now, I understand throughout the festival, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, they are all kind of different aspects of the intercourse genre. Is that correct?
Yes, there are.
Would you care to explain?
Well, it was designed specifically like a river of expression, starting with intimacy and breath and voice. And so Thursday night's pieces in the diffusion are about voice, and the live performances is more about breath and dialogue and how relationships are intimate through those medias. The Friday night is more of the novelty of femininities and relationships and how the body sensuality is related. And the Saturday night is more about toys and noise, and that's where the machine breakdown comes in. We've got some interesting pieces live that are using actual machines and robotics and things to help make their expression and their noise with their performances. One thing I do want to add is this year there's not much video because it was specifically designed to be more of the sound and live performance than other festivals. So we do have some installations that are video oriented, but mostly this year's festival is not going to have actual projections much in it as a way of an actual video piece.
Well, let's start with the Thursday night performance, shall we? And start with the Diffusion, if you can help me out with this, Emma. Diffusion by Philippe Pasquier. Is that the correct pronunciation?
He is the gentleman mixing the Diffusion. The pieces are by individual artists.
Now, what can you say about... I'm sure you've both had sneak previews of what this specific piece sounds like. Can you give us kind of a description?
Well, I can say that I know that... maybe I'll just sort of clarify that each night. So each night has sort of a myriad ways of to hear diffused sound, which is sort of interesting. So on Thursday, for instance, there's a two-channel piece that will be diffused by Philippe. So he'll be taking the two channels and diffusing it around the room for the audience. And then there's also going to be a pre-made four-channel track. That'll be just utilizing four speakers in the room, and then there'll also be Jacob Gottlieb will be playing back a eight-channel piece.
There's one thing I would like to add about Diffusion. I don't know if some people have not ever experienced it, but you actually lie down within the circle of sound, and so the experience is not just hearing it mixed, but actually being inside the mix yourself because you're lying within the circle of the speakers.
So it's definitely active listening.
Yeah, it's a participatory action.
Excellent. Well, let's take a quick listen to this. This is Diffusion. We're going to listen to Tower of Babel. We'll be right back. Tower of Babel, a diffusion piece being performed Thursday, April 17th at the Signal and Noise Festival. Thursday night, some of the live audio that's going to be happening at Signal and Noise. The first one we have in front of us.
Daniel Lurcher, Vincenz Schwab, and Richard Brusack. And they're doing a piece called Pneumonia.
And it goes on to say, the essential communication system of three independent stations is a quarter-inch audio tape loop permanently changing through overdubbing. As communication method, we use literature, music, and architecture in the way of constructing an intimate space with air-filled bubbles. Wow.
Yeah, they're going to be inside these air-filled bubbles, and they're looped together and all connected with cords and everything. So it's visually going to be pretty interesting as well as musically.
Now, Emma, is it up to you to mix all this stuff live?
The nice thing about a lot of this work is that once everything is set up, my job becomes a lot easier. Because often the people, once things are running, they kind of handle things themselves, other than just getting it set up is really the hard part for me. I'm very curious to see how their setup is going to work in this particular piece.
Well, let's give this a listen. Daniel Lurcher, Vincenz Schwab, and Richard Brusack with Pneumonia.
Es wird immer geschossen.
Es wird geschossen. Es wird immer wieder geschossen.
Es wird immer geschossen.
Man sagt, es wird geschossen, immer wieder geschossen.
Dass es immer geschossen wird. Es wird immer geschossen.
Man sagt doch immer, dass es immer geschossen wird.
Es immer noch geschossen.
Es wird immer wieder geschossen.
Gelegentlich
wird es immer
geschossen. Man sagt doch immer, dass es immer geschossen wird.
In Zukunft
gelegentlich schießt man eben.
Eine nach innen gekrümmte Dunkelheit.
Wahrscheinlich wird es immer noch geschossen.
In Zukunft, denke ich, wimmelt vielleicht eine nach innen gekrümmte
gelegentlich
Dunkelheit.
Auf der einen Seite das Schießen, auf der anderen das Musizieren.
In Zukunft, denke ich,
auf der einen Seite
eine nach innen gekrümmte Dunkelheit.
Gelegentlich schießt man eben. Auf der einen Seite
wird es immer noch geschossen. Oder es musizieren die einen seitens der Gelegenheit.
Gelegentlich schießt man eben.
Oder es musizieren die einen.
Ich denke, ich höre Schüsse. Ich denke, mir alles weg. Ich denke, ich höre Schüsse. Ich denke, mir alles weg. Ich höre Musik, der eine Schüsse geht, nebst einer Zähigkeit. Ich denke, ich höre Schüsse. Ich höre
ich
Musik, denke mir alles weg geht, nebst einer Zähigkeit.
Ich höre Schüsse.
Wenn man auch das Licht vergeht, ich höre Musik, wie ein Verhältnis geht, nebst einer Zähigkeit.
Ich höre Schüsse.
Wenn man auch das Licht vergisst, wie ein Verhältnis.
Licht vergessen.
Ich denke,
das klingt wenigstens in keinem
Wenn man auch das Licht vergisst,
Licht vergessen, doppelt.
Wie ein Verhältnis. Ist das Licht vergessen?
Wenigstens in keinem Zusammenhang. Wir fragen welche, in keinem doppelten.
Ich höre sie. Auf Preis das Licht vergessen.
Nicht zu
das klingt wenigstens in keinem Zusammenhang. Die Schüsse sagt man,
hört die. Denke ich nicht zu.
Ist das Licht vergessen? Hört man die Schüsse, sagt man, erübrigt sich.
Denke ich,
auf Brechen und Biegen zu sagen, dass sich
hört man die Schüsse, wo wir nicht zu hören. Die Schüsse, übrig
die Schüsse sagt man, erübrigt sich zu sagen, dass
man
sich hören, wenn auch
nicht.
Hört man die Schüsse,
man muss sie auch hören, hört.
Kann man hören, wenn auch nur nach.
Ist es nicht zu sagen,
ja,
das
sage ich mir.
Vergessen. Man muss mehr die Schüsse zu hören, auf den Schüsse.
Sieh mal, kann man hören, wenn auch nur nachts.
Denke ist tatsächlich stellt auf den Kopf den Paravent. Man muss sie
da
auch
ist
hören.
Man scheint man sich vor. Sieh mal, ja, sage ich mir. Da ist man stellt
mich
ich habe
vor.
Mich hier eingefunden.
In
keinem Verhältnis.
Hat sich sagen, dass steht es tatsächlich.
Ich habe mich hier eingefunden. Da ist man stellt man sich vor.
Man hört mindestens, aber man hat sich hier eingefunden.
Ich habe mich hier eingefunden.
Denke ich.
Ja, man stellt man sich vor. Auch kann man hören, wenn
es nicht.
Da ist man, stellt man sich vor.
Auch
kann man hören.
Mindestens.
Oder ist das letztens
wieder ganz lauter? Jetzt nicht, geschlaut Gewohnheit, geschlaut Bäumlich zu unterhöhlt, als in dem leuchtenden Stühlein, kurz wieder gar nicht, Geschichte, jetzt nicht, aus lauter Gewohnheit, Bäumlich unterhöhlt, im leuchtenden Stühlein, kurz wieder gar nicht, Geschichte, als in dem leuchtenden Stühlein, so kennt, so als in dem Klingel, als ganz verkinderlich, entzückte Klingel, weiß es ja das, was nach unten ist, und wir klären, seine Taschenmesser,
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise, very special edition of A Noise. We're focusing on the Signal and Noise Festival happening Thursday, April 17th, Friday, April 18th, and Saturday, April 19th at the Video In Studio. We're going to feature still on the Thursday night here. We have another piece by Trevor Jacobson and Tanya Goring entitled The Play of Frogs. What can you say about this?
Well, they are the Play of Frogs, and their piece is called Dialogue. And their work incorporates field recordings with sounds that they've put into kind of a minimal techno backdrop. And it's pretty transparent, quirky, medium format, computer-generated graphics, film work. And Trevor and Tanya are both art partners as well as life partners, so this duo is going to probably pretty well connected when they do their performances. So I'm looking forward to that one, too.
Let's check this out. The Play of Frogs on CITR. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. A Noise, Luke Mead here at the helm. Laura Lee Coles and Emma Hendricks in the studio talking about the Signal and Noise Festival happening from Thursday, April 17th to Saturday, April 19th. We're focusing on the live installment part of the Friday segment of the festival. And one artist we're going to focus on here is Chris Dirksen and Claudia Medina, Touching Velvet. What can you tell us about this piece?
Well, I think you can get a sense from the name of it why it's on Saturday, since we're talking about body and sensuality and the theme of media intercourse. And what Chris and Claudia have got together for us is a really multi-sensual performance. And it's to unravel the emotions and the physical landscape of sexuality. It's a multi-effect cellist that plays the compositions, and her body and space becomes the canvas in which video and art is mixed in. And I believe there's going to be a live dancer performing with them also. And they're local here to Vancouver, and she is half Cree. Chris Dirksen is half Cree and a cellist emerging from the actual UBC program here. So it's one of your own.
Awesome. Okay, let's check this out. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're focusing on the Signal and Noise Festival, particularly right now, the Friday installment, the live installment. And the next artist we're going to focus on is Spectrum Interview with Phil Thomason and Darren Williams. Now, number one, Spectrum Interview, here's a treat. Spectrum Interview are composed of Dave Leith, CITR favorite Lee Hutzlak, and Toby Carroll. And, oh my God, best electroacoustic stuff going on in this city, if you ask me. And can you describe the performance that we're going to see on Friday?
Well, it's called H to K, and it's inspired by the 80th birthday of Karl Stockhausen and the 40th anniversary of the 1968 piece Kurzweilen. And it's a 4 to 6 person orchestra that includes shortwave, radio, TV receptors, electronic tone generators, and multi-channel mixers, percussion, and wind instruments. So you can tell right there this is going to be pretty provocative. It's improvisational response triggered by unforeseen events. So it's got that real spontaneous edge to it. And the score is set to predetermined reactions using pitch, duration, dynamics, timbre, density, and modulation. And there's going to be a large moving wall projection and, you know, during the score of the performance. And also, I want to point out that Lee, also with his partner Madoka Hara, created all the posters and the postcards for and the website for Signal and Noise Festival this year. And if you've had a chance to look at the website, you'll see some really great stuff.
Speaking of, we should plug the website right now, which is
www.signalandnoise.ca.
Excellent. Now, Emma, you wanted to tell us about the amp that Lee's going to be playing through. What's going on there?
Well, he's got this very crazy, very interesting four-channel amplifier that they're going to be using. So they're going to be Phil Thomason will be doing some live diffusion of the performance. So as the performers are playing, he'll be diffusing. And the thing about this amp is that the four channels can be controlled via a joystick. So it's a quad joystick controlled panner amplifier, which is a pretty rare bird. So I think that their performance is going to be very, very interesting, both sonically and visually.
That sounds amazing, and we'll listen to this right now. This is Spectrum Interview on A Noise.
Thank you.
We're back here on A Noise, very special edition, the Signal and Noise edition of A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Two special guests in the studio. On the phone, Emma Hendricks, technical director for Vivo, and Laura Lee Coles, the interim festival director for Signal and Noise. And we're talking about the three-day festival. We're going to focus on Friday, April 18th. Can we first talk about the Diffusion? Emma, Adam...
Basanta? Adam
okay.
Basanta.
All right.
Yeah, he's our mixer for the Diffusion that evening.
All righty. And have you both heard any snippets of this at all?
Yeah, actually, Velveeta is going to be performing... Velveeta Crisp will be performing Close Encounters on that evening. And if I understand it correctly, Emma, can you probably know more about the piece... it's kind of fusing a lot of dialogue, gay and lesbian dialogue, and it's being fused together as a sound piece. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think actually, I think what she's done is taken voices from I'm trying to remember the how you describe it, but you know when you can call and leave messages for people on the chat lines, I guess. So she's accessed a bunch of messages that people have been leaving on chat lines, and played them. She's playing them with sounds that you can get sounds off of the internet from that are recordings of sounds from outer space, basically. And so she's fused those all together, and that's one of the two channel pieces that will be diffused into eight.
Yeah, that's going to be really wild.
Well, let's check some of this out then.
What's going on? being a little bit bored and lonely.
Can't really sleep tonight.
Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on? It's dark brown hair, he's alive.
Hey, what's going on?
Black hair, dark eyes.
What's going on?
Black hair, brown eyes.
Green eyes.
Blue eyes.
Green eyes.
Blue eyes. Blue eyes.
Around and around. Look at the seas out there.
So what are you looking for tonight?
Here for you. Anything can help me.
Looking for a little peace and quiet? Didn't think so.
Listen now to Adventures in Stereo as we take you on a super hi-fi safari.
Stand by.
No, I'm listening, that's all.
For all your eccentric musical needs, listen to Exquisite Corpse Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9.
Why would you do such a thing?
Your host, Bleak, navigates you through the odd and artful underground from the past, present, and future.
Big deal.
Noise, drone, dark ambient, electro, art rock, weirdcore, thunderphonics, sound collage, and better yet, no pesky hits.
Why?
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back. Luke Meade here on Annoise, CITR 101.9 FM. Very special edition focusing on the Signal and Noise Festival happening starting tomorrow, April 17th. And in the studio, I have Laura Lee Coles and Emma Hendricks. And also, one aspect that we haven't really touched upon, probably because this is radio and we're dealing with audio, but there is a visual element to Signal and Noise. And can I get one of you to explain the actual visual installations that are going on at this year's festival?
Well, I can start out by naming them and giving you an idea of why they're in the media intercourse thematic role. We have one piece called Sex Noise, and that's coming in from Montreal. And it's basically called Sex Noise, and it's a video installation. We have Endless Kiss, which is another video installation. And we have Queer Show, which is a computer game that can be played throughout the festival. And then we have the Seam Rippers, who are turning the Vivo staff office into a blanket fort. And if you remember, as a little kid, curling up in one of those. So there's going to be a nice cozy place for folks to go curl up and...
I still make those.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I live in one. No. And then the slab, some Vivo staff members and some of the instructors, and I think, Emma, you're part of this too, and he can talk to that. There's going to be a slab presentation with some robotic remote control piece that has sound and a sculpture, and then they've created this brain of wires that's going to be stretching out so their installation. So I guess Emma could talk more to the technical aspects of slab and queer show and things like.
Sure. I think the way that the festival is going to work is that I think basically you'll walk into the space and be accosted by the slab installation. I'm not actually involved in the art side of the installation. I should just clear that up. I'm just sort of helping them put it together and build it up and everything. But it's going to be interactive sound art piece. It will be encouraging play with the pieces themselves, and there'll be. I won't give too much of it away, just to say that I think it's going to be pretty chaotic sounding and pretty fun, because you'll be able to play with the pieces themselves, and you'll be able to go into the brain area that Laura Lee was talking about, actually see how everything is working and how things have been built, and be able to sort of look at the computer patches and look at the way things have been soldered together and where the cables are running to, and you'll be able to mess around with things like that and play with them yourself as audience members.
Yeah, and that's being done by Dinka Pingnon, right?
She's heading up that project,
right.
She's like the project coordinator of the slab. As well as instructors that we have for the slab. It's a workshop series that we run here. And so it's with interactive media. And so basically three of the instructors will be, they're the ones that that are sort of putting it together, and as well as people have taken the workshops or have been invited to come and sort of help build things and solder things together and things like that. So it should be very, very exciting. And it'll be a good introduction to the space.
Yeah, I'll say. I think Dinka mentioned that the sculpture, if you bump into it, it's going to make noise and sound. And, and then she's got this remote control and this little robot thing that once it turns on, it just goes.
Oh,
so it's going to be running all over the place.
Yeah, it's...
God knows
it
what.
It should be pretty intense.
Yeah.
All right, to the listeners out there, are you listening to this? There is no reason not to go check out Signal and Noise.
Totally.
Moving on to the Saturday installment. Now, this one, I think that I'm the most interesting because it sounds definitely the most chaotic and machine. The first is The Diffusion by Sylvia Dittar. Emma, what can you tell us about this?
All the pieces on each night are very beautiful. It's very interesting that I think the Saturday is sort of in terms of diffusion. I think it again has the various particulars of diffusion. So we've got a stereo piece by Pete Stollery. There's a 5.1 channel piece called Trame by Hervé Berline, and then Kristen Roos will have an 8-channel piece. I Like Good Machinery, I think that. These pieces, they fit very, very well together, and I think it'll be, I'm actually not sure which order they're playing in, but which one were you going to play?
I was thinking of playing I Like Good Machinery.
Okay.
That's Kristen Roos.
Kristen was actually in Signal Noise last year as well, he became very interested in 8-channel diffusion through the festival last year. So this piece that you'll hear, I think, is really quite fantastic. It's really a very beautiful piece and a very interesting play on the theme.
Hey, I used to think that I was happy. Then one day, inside me, there was this blue voice says, Tennessee Stubbornness. I said, what? He said, you ain't happy. Then this voice inside of me continued as follows. This is nowhere. You gotta make a new scene. You gotta change your bag.
That's when I split. I went to Tibet. To a mountaintop. With swamis and monks. I discovered my real self. It was wonderful.
I don't have to go to Tibet. I know who I am. I know what I want.
I need a big, strong car.
Have you had much experience with cars? Experience with cars?
Woman's pretty funny piece of equipment.
Look, lady, by profession, I'm a racing driver. Look, lady, I'm a racing driver. Driver.
Oh. 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 Oh.
In a long while, I felt my real self out there today. I mean, a sense of authority like the top drivers have, you know? Authority, you know?
This is how it ought to be. Me and these kind of wheels.
Excuse me asking, but aren't you doing all right with a little car?
Can you imagine how I'd make it with equipment like this?
Is it so important to you?
Without a real car, I'm only half a man. Equipment like this.
Pretty funny piece of equipment. I imagine Adam thought woman was a pretty funny piece of equipment when he met Eve. Pretty funny piece of equipment. Chance.
Don't start that again.
I need something that can cut it.
I've done great with this little car so far.
But I gotta stop kidding myself. I need a big, strong car. Big, strong car.
Oh.
It's already starting to happen.
What's starting to happen?
Us human beings. We had a chance to make something out of this world.
We blew it.
Okay. Another kind of civilization is going to take a turn. I'm sitting up on top of this mountain, right?
Right.
I'm surrounded by these gurus and swamis and monks, right?
Right.
I'm looking at my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm knocking back a little rice wine.
Uh-huh.
That's no contemplation going. I see things like they are.
I could have told you all this was coming.
What's coming?
Jim is happening right under our noses and we can't see it. We take machines and we stuff them with information until they're smarter than we are. Take a car. Most guys spread more love and time and money on a car in a week than they do on their wife and kids in a year. Pretty soon, you know what? The machine starts to think it is somebody.
You let that little car get under your skin, didn't you?
There's a lot of glue been written about it. The bond between a man and his automobile. How he hates it sometimes, mostly how he loves it. Showers gifts on it in the way of accessories, all that. He gets hysterical if somebody scratches the paint or makes it lose face on the freeway. Maybe some of those feelings got into the machinery. Tennessee thinks so.
Don't you?
There is something real about that little car. Something that doesn't even have a name. What I don't understand is out of the millions of people in the world, why you picked a dog-eared second-rater like me?
You stood up for it once. I guess I thought you were worth belonging to.
machinery.
I like good machinery.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Wrapping up here with Laura Lee Coles and Emma Hendricks from the Signal and Noise Festival happening this weekend, April 17th to the 19th at the Video In Studio. The Saturday Night Live performances includes Obit, who will be finishing the festival. Would you care to give us a little description about that? We don't have any audio samples, unfortunately.
Yeah, but Obit's coming in from the Netherlands, from Amsterdam, and Brian McKenna uses a kind of a DIY process, and he hacks his video signals, and he kind of constructs his homemade circuitries, and then he generates and manipulates the audio and video. It's essentially like a post-digital approach to the video medium. But what's interesting is I saw his DVD submission form, and he was performing in Berlin in this like drainage tunnel or something like that. And so he's kind of site specific too. So it should be kind of interesting how he brings it into the studio for this festival.
That sounds amazing. And also we've got Montreal's Women with Kitchen Appliances. Now, I've seen these ladies actually back in 2001 in Ottawa. And they're a riot. They're very aloof, and they let the machines do the talking for them. And it was so almost ambient, like the noises, because they're so familiar that I almost started nodding off. Actually, it was that relaxing.
Yeah,
you know? And which I find when that happens with a lot of noise, actually, is I find it easy to get into and zone out to. But what can you tell us that hasn't already been said about these ladies?
Well, it's gonna be a whirling dervish show of sound and grinding, and that's why they're at the end, because the theme, as we had mentioned earlier, was sexual machine breakdown. So it's gonna be interesting how they focus that into the festival. And I have to mention that Mathilde is also the person who's doing Sex Noise. That's her installation piece that we talked about earlier.
Well, let's check this out. Women with Kitchen Appliances on A Noise. And this just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. I would like to thank my guests, Laura Lee Coles, Interim Festival Director for Signal and Noise, and Emma Hendricks, Technical Director for Vivo. Is there anything else you two would like to add about the festival at all?
Well, I think it's really important for everybody to come down because the ninth year, we're getting ready for our 10th year, and the momentum's going, and these artists have put in a lot, and the staff and everything, and I just think it's a really a very high momentum this year, and it will be really fun. If you've been to one before, come to this one.
Emma?
Yeah, what she said.
Okay.
I do think that this year looks to be an incredibly exciting festival. The artwork is phenomenal. We've had an incredible amount of support and help from our volunteers and from various organizations around the city to pull this one together. And Laura Lee has done an incredible job coming in at the last minute and really pulling this thing together. So, yeah, definitely come out and check it out. I promise you will have a good time.
Thanks so much, Emma. We're going to leave you with another piece that's going to be diffused on the Thursday night. This is by an artist by the name of Ryan Torchia. The piece is called Photos from the Stephen Giguere Memorial Petting Zoo. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya!
You're listening to C... I-T-R 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A